This update is being brought to you by Thumb Cycler, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Cycler is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the thumb and beyond. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Brudereck. With the end of the 2023 and 24 school year only weeks away, the Village of Elkton is getting ready for it. Crystal Fritz was hired as the 2024 Summer Recreation Director, and Michelle Young was hired as the 2024 Summer Recreation Counselor. Police Chief Scott Jobs reported he is using the grants for items to give away at Kids Day at the park and other coming events. Also, the DPW opened the park bathrooms for the season. In other business, the council and a representative of the Spicer Group received and opened street work bids for the West McKinley Street project. Spicer recommended the council go with Cassidy contractor Nickel and Sons bid of $426,000 and some change to do the street work. Approval was also given to allow the Elkton Lions Club to do a white cane fundraiser collection drive at the main intersection on Friday, April 26th. And Huron County will once again be hosting a spring household hazardous waste collection on Wednesday, May 8th from 1 until 5 p.m. for Huron County residents. This collection is being offered to reduce the waste going into local landfills and the negative impact these products can have if mixed with the regular waste stream. Huron County residents are encouraged to dispose of unwanted hazardous materials they have in their home through this program. This household hazardous waste collection does not take tires, commercial industrial waste, explosives or ammunition, yard waste, expired foods, appliances, TVs, computer components, or latex paint, which is water-based and can be dried up and put in your trash. For a complete list of acceptable items or to register for the Spring Household Hazardous Waste Collection, you can contact the MSU Extension Office. And in a decisive legal victory, Tuscola County's lone municipal airport has prevailed over NextEra's Pegasus Wind LLC in their dispute over turbine placement. Tuscola Circuit Judge Amy Grace Gearhart announced the Michigan Supreme Court's 6-1 decision upholding her ruling against NextEra. The issue centered on the proposed placement of turbines near the Tuscola Area Airport Zoning Board, just outside of Caro in Indian Fields Township. Gearhart's ruling supported the board's denial of 8 variance applications, citing insufficient evidence from NextEra. The Michigan Supreme Court concurred with Gearhart's decision, emphasizing the failure of NextEra to prove the variances wouldn't be against public interest. The ruling reverses a prior decision by the Michigan Court of Appeals. Since 2017, conflicts over the Pegasus Wind Farm development have arisen between NextEra and local authorities, with concerns raised about turbine height and potential hazards to recreational pilots using the airport. You can view more about that on the full written article on thumbnet.net, and we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
The birds are singing, the grass is greening, and spring is in the air. At Thumb Cellular, we're celebrating by letting you, our valued customer, choose your own deal. From now until the end of June, customers making the switch to Thumb Cellular or upgrading to a new device can choose from one of three ways to save. One, you can double your trade-in credit when you trade in your current phone toward a new one. Two, you can keep your new iPhone safe and enjoy peace of mind with half-off AppleCare Plus. Or three, choose one free accessory, cases, chargers, and more. The choice is yours, and it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Plus, as an added bonus, add a new line to get a free month of service in addition to any of the three you pick options. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, stop by one of our 4 conveniently located offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Maximum trading credit is $200 or actual phone value, whichever is greater. Half off AppleCare Plus applies to a one-time purchase. Free accessory priced at $100 or less and excludes AirPods. All offers end 6/30/24. Can't wait to commit.
Welcome back to Thumb Broadcasting for more news. The head of a specialty pharmacy will be sentenced in Michigan for 11 deaths more than a decade ago that were tied to tainted steroids. Michigan is the only state that has pursued charges against Barry Kaiden for deaths resulting from a national meningitis outbreak in 2012. He operated a New England compounding center in Massachusetts. Steroids made in a dirty lab sickened more than 700 people in 20 states. At least 64 died. Kaiden pleaded no contest to involuntary manslaughter in Michigan. He's already serving a 14-and-a-half-year sentence for federal crimes. His state sentence will be served at the same time. Michael Critch's mother died. He says Kaiden deserves more time in custody. And Europe's farmers are angry and staging their biggest protests in half a century. Far-right groups are egging them on and hoping to ride their anger to new success in European Parliament elections in June. The farmers are angry about low incomes and even tighter regulations. The European Union is in the forefront of global efforts to curb emissions. While farmers are hurt, they are also struggling to adapt to the new rules. Their protests are increasingly violent and are pushing governments to scale back environmental ambitions and grant new aid to farmers instead. And Hugh Grant says he accepted an enormous sum of money to settle a lawsuit accusing the publisher of the Sun tabloid of unlawfully tapping his phone, bugging his car, and breaking into his home to snoop on him. The actor said Wednesday that he did so reluctantly to avoid potentially hefty legal costs, even if he prevailed at trial. His lawyer says court rules that promote settlements could force fellow claimant Prince Harry to also settle. The settlement amount was not disclosed. Newsgroup newspapers have no omission of liability and says it settled to avoid a costly trial. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This update is being brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Cellular is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the Thumb and beyond.